USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause. Give it 10 days. Pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then. Pull this 15-member commission together. Give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back. Then give it back to the states.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One day before her runoff election, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says she will now join 12 of her Senate colleagues and vote to object to the Electoral College certification. In a statement Monday, Loeffler says that she will vote to give President Trump and the American people the fair hearing they deserve. President Trump will head to Georgia tonight to rally for the two incumbent Republican senators facing runoff elections on Tuesday. Senator David Perdue is defending his seat and tells Fox News what he hopes to hear from the president during his speech.
First of all, this is the last opportunity we will have to protect everything that we've accomplished in the last 4 years. The second thing is the last line of defense to stop the Democrats from perpetrating this radical socialist agenda. It's as simple as that. The eyes of America, and indeed I believe the eyes of the world, are on the people of Georgia. And it's up to us. It's our responsibility. It's not just a right to vote. It's a responsibility. And if you're upset as I am about what happened in November, the only alternative you have is to stand up and fight in the only way you can, and that is to get out and vote tomorrow.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced a national lockdown to slow the spread of coronavirus as Britain begins the rollout of AstraZeneca's recently approved vaccine. Johnson is asking his country to stay at home, only leaving for essential shopping and medical treatment. The restrictions will stay in place through the middle of February. Johnson says the spread of a more infectious strain of the virus necessitates the new restrictions.
Since the pandemic began last year, the whole United Kingdom has been engaged in a great national effort to fight COVID. And there's no doubt that in fighting the old variant of the virus, our collective efforts were working and would have continued to work. But we now have a new variant of the virus, and it's been both frustrating and alarming to see the speed with which the new variant is spreading. Our scientists have confirmed this new variant is between 50 and 70% more transmissible. That means you're much, much more likely to catch the virus and to pass it on.
Three clubs in the American Hockey League have opted out of the upcoming season because of the pandemic, forcing three NHL teams to scramble to find a place for their prospects to play. The Charlotte Checkers, Milwaukee Admirals, and Springfield Thunderbirds will return to the league for the 2021-22 season, leaving their NHL affiliates, the Florida Panthers, Nashville Predators, and St. Louis Blues, respectively, looking for places to send their minor leaguers. The AHL will continue with 28 teams when the league begins with a temporary realignment on February 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.